And these limits aren't optional, as you heard from the governor. They're set in state law. And in order to reach these limits, our state has implemented a strong suite of climate policies that work together to lower our emissions. As you can see, major policies have recently gone into effect, including the Clean Energy Transformation Act starting in 2020, and many more since then, and in the coming years, even more policies will take effect. We're taking a comprehensive approach to combating climate change. The Climate Commitment Act is our state's flagship policy, which cuts across economic sectors using a market-based system that caps climate pollution. Other policies target specific sectors that account for large percentages of Washington's total emissions, like transportation, buildings, and electricity.